All right, welcome back, everybody. Welcome back. It is Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. I spent my break doing one of my favorite things, which is animals on social media. And one of my favorite things is massive kangaroos. Hey, really, any type of kangaroos. I love kangaroos, dude. One of my favorite animals. I love kangaroos. You ever go to the Brevard Zoo, Brittany?
I don't know what that is.
You never been to the Brevard County Zoo? It's like in Central Florida, like Melbourne?
Nope.
It has a really good kangaroo exhibit. I actually haven't been there since COVID, but you kind of get to walk in the pen amongst the kangaroos.
That's your dream.
Oh, it's great. And they have all kinds of big kangaroos, little wallabies. I mean, just adorable. I think if I were to have any pet animal that was a little bit weird, I think kangaroo would be my choice.
Aren't they dangerous?
Yeah, not mine, though. He would be my best friend. He would be my best friend.
You wouldn't be worried about him turning his back on you?
I don't know. Like, maybe I'll get, like, a mini-size one. You know how people get, like, toy-sized dogs? Like, I'll make sure he's only wallaby size.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Rocco's Modern Lifestyle? Did you ever watch that cartoon?
No, I've never heard of that.
It's a little past your day and age. QAM, you're on the air. What's your name?
JM.
What's up, man? You're on the air.
Yo, all I know is that he's coming to Miami.
He's coming to Miami,
that's
dude.
It.
We're getting LeBron.
That's it.
We're getting LeBron.
That's it. We're getting him.
We're getting
all
him.
I know.
We're getting LeBron James. We're getting LeBron
yes, we
James. Are. Let's go, dude. Goosey's galore. Jam's right. We're getting LeBron James. Like, I'm sorry. You guys can sit here. You can make all the statements you want. Oh, it's a mistake. We're getting LeBron.
How will you pay for your crimes if it turns out that this is not the case?
My crimes? What are my crimes?
Because you're out here, you're getting everybody hyped up. You're telling.
I didn't post anything on social media.
You're telling all of our listeners on live radio that we're getting LeBron.
Okay, well, listen, hey, if you guys are just tuning in, I don't know for a fact that we're getting LeBron James.
Allegedly, we're getting LeBron.
Okay, I'm sorry. I will retract. I'll roll back a little bit. For those just tuning in, the Miami Heat. They leaked last night. Oops. Heavens to Betsy. They leaked that they're having a LeBron James press conference on Monday. They put a YouTube link out there, and then they're like, oh, no, because they didn't unlist it. And then they were like, oh, no, everybody saw it because it's 2026 and you can't put anything on the internet. And I'm just sitting here, and I'm like, that means we're getting LeBron James. You know, you can put all the statements you want out. That's cool, but we're getting LeBron James. That's it. He's coming to the Heat.
What's worse, though? Like, we have to ask ourselves this. Mm-hmm. What's worse? Is it worse that it was a mistake and we don't end up getting LeBron?
Mm-hmm.
Or that it genuinely was a leak and we still get LeBron?
Oh, if it's a leak and we get LeBron, it's not terrible at all. It's great.
Do you think that people will forget about it?
No, I think it gets joked about at the press conference.
It has to.
Yeah, they'll make jokes about it at the press conference. I think it's hilarious. I think they should bring whoever did that, they should bring them to the press conference, and I think LeBron should
shake their
hand.
I don't think that person is employed by the Miami Heat right now.
I think they should be employed by the Miami Heat. It's really not that big a deal. Like, we get crazy about this stuff. I know that Rich Paul probably wants, he's going to make his choice. Okay, you make your choice. Like, hey, are any fewer people going to tune in to whatever platform LeBron James decides, when LeBron James decides I'm coming to the Miami Heat, are any fewer people going to be like, oh, no, we already knew, bro, that the leak? No.
But
no.
Also what has me worried is, like, don't you think his camp would jump at the opportunity to just go ahead and release it? So it kind of covers up the fact that there was a leak, because now we're sitting here for days until he decides.
Yeah. Well,
clamoring about this.
So here's what I think. I think that the reason why he hasn't made his choice yet, and I think Draymond Green spelled this out. I think that Adam Silver saying that schedule line really pissed off LeBron James. And I think that he was going to make his decision. This is just a theory. I'm not reporting anything. I'm just theorizing, okay? I think that line really pissed off LeBron James. I think he's like, oh.
Why?
Because I just think he's annoyed. He's just like, really, Adam Silver? I need to hurry up. I need to. First of all, Rich coming from Mr. Throw Investigations under the rug. I mean, he hasn't even come out with the Kawhi decision yet. He hasn't even gotten Kawhi officially traded, which, by the way, did he throw the Raptors under the bus hard and heavy when that happened? So it's just really hilarious that Adam Silver has the audacity, and may I say the audacity, to come out here and tell LeBron James to hurry up. No, you hurry up, dude. You certainly weren't in a rush to tell the Miami Heat that Terry Rozier was investigated for anything. You certainly aren't in a rush to get this Kawhi Leonard investigation done. Oh, I'm sorry. Shouldn't we know where Kawhi is playing next year? Adam Silver? Shouldn't I know if Kawhi is going to be suspended? Oh, no, no, no. Only LeBron James has to hurry up. Only LeBron James has to hurry up. No, kiss my ass. If I was LeBron James, you know what my response is to Adam Silver? Hey, Adam, kiss my ass. That would be my response. So I think Adam Silver bought himself another 5 days. I think he bought himself another 5 days. So if Adam Silver and Schedule Maker Boy was going to go over to Barbados or wherever the hell he was going to go, I don't know where he was going to go, but you need to wait? No. Guess what? Now you wait. I was going to make my decision. I was going to be done already, all right, and enjoy my summer. But because you had to open up your fat yap, Adam Silver, when you sit here, no investigations, all right, are released on time. You didn't tell the Miami Heat, my future team, anything when it came to Terry Rozier. And so I'm going to punish you because you ruined my future team, the Miami Heat, by not telling about Terry Rozier, and I'm getting some get back. So guess what? Now you wait. Now you wait, Adam Silver.
Are we teetering into delusional
territory? No. Joe Dirt says Adam Silver was suspended Twitter. Too late. He may already have.
That was actually.
I thought about that. I thought about who wanted to try and infiltrate my Twitter and take it away. I thought of him. I thought of Tyler Hero. I thought of basically anybody in combat sports.
What if it was Tyler Hero?
What if it was Tyler Hero?
I don't think he's got the force behind him, but a league certainly does. I have definitely ripped Adam Silver a time or two on Twitter.
Well, a time or two.
In fact, I may have ripped him the most on Twitter. So if it was going to be anybody, it probably would be Adam Silver. Headlines are brought to you by Doral Hyundai. In Miami, we go to the beach for a little Solcito, and when we want a low price, you save with your Bricito. Save now with your Bricito at Doral Hyundai. Oh, hello, Jennifer. You're here early today.
Hello.
Were you woken up by the massive kangaroos?
Man, they're trying to square up.
Dude, this kangaroo, this is from, what is her name? Veronica Down Under on TikTok. They got these kangaroos. I mean, we're looking right now. First of all, Mario Cristobal would sign this kangaroo. Like, this kangaroo is so massive. He really looks like he could suit up at right guard for the Miami Hurricanes. Maybe not. He's only like 6'6", so maybe he's too small. But this kangaroo is massive. And let me tell you something. That dude's got a real pair of onions on him.
I was like, where is he going with this?
He's got a real pair of onions on him.
The way that you had to pause to see if this was
that kangaroo is massive, dude. But he...
popping by.
I mean, he's just sitting here like, hey, you coming and rolling up on my crew? That kangaroo will whoop your ass, dude. If you're not on YouTube right now on our YouTube page, I recommend it because you got to check out this kangaroo. That kangaroo is enormous.
That thing is terrifying.
Terrifying, dude. And like the
know,
way
like,
he just...
No, look at his arms. Tall. That is so creepy. I just got like shivers down my spine.
How are kangaroos so jacked?
That's like, a great question because they're only really using their legs.
What are they lifting?
So it's like, what are they doing for arm day?
I don't know. But they are like, are kangaroos doing push-ups and we're unaware?
It's a great question.
I'm genuinely confused. But that kangaroo is a man. Jeez, Louise.
Imagine trying to walk outside your house.
Yeah.
Yeah. No.
Yeah. Like, imagine that kangaroo is just sitting there. Like,
I'd walk right back in.
Yeah. Like, imagine Giannis is like, I'm scared of lizards, and look at this kangaroo.
Yeah, get it, Dad. They're looking at us all wrong, Papa.
You're looking at me, kid. Didgeridoo.
I mean, that kangaroo looks like it belongs at a biker bar.
And, like, what are they eating?
I don't know. I assume eucalyptus.
Is that what they eat?
That's what they're trying to square up for.
I don't know.
Did you just make that up?
Did I make what up?
Yes.
Did they eat eucalyptus?
Yeah, it's koalas.
That's definitely koalas.
That kangaroo is ginormous. Jesus. By the way, Veronica Down Under just got a follow on TikTok because that's a great account. Wow.
They're strictly herbivores.
George, what's going on, man?
Hey, how's it going, man?
Man, I don't know. I think we're getting LeBron, dude. How are you feeling?
Yeah, I'm pretty excited about that. But listen, I got something for you. It's about the Marlins.
Okay.
Which, of course, I'm concerned because I'm a big Marlins fan my whole life. And I heard on the Major League Network that the Padres may be interested in packaging Manny Machado and their closer, Mason Miller.
Yep.
to trade him away because of salaries and stuff like that. And I think that would be a pretty interesting thing for the Marlins to look into.
You know,
that, get a right-handed bat, yep, and a closer, a real closer.
Hometown kid comes back. Ah, man. I mean, listen, I would love it, dude. I'm telling you, I've been dying for Bruce Sherman to do something. I've been talking about Mike Trout for the last few days. I'd be dying for Bruce Sherman to do something a little bit like, you know, irresponsible. You know, that's not just, oh, cheapskis analytics. Like, show that your team you're really about it. I think that would be massive. Do I think they do it? No. And I think that this losing streak doesn't help matters. But you're 100% right. Like, the team needs some kind of a jolt of something. Manny Machado would be awesome. I mean, that'd be tremendously fun. You're going to have to spend money.
And here's the thing. Bring him back home, man.
Yeah, bring him back home. And the other thing is, you're going to have to spend money. Like, this is the last time. Like, the joyride is over for the Marlins, right? Whenever this lockout ends, the Marlins are going to have a salary floor that they're going to have to likely reach. So this whole, oh, we're clipping coupons and we're paying one guy, that ain't going to be the thing anymore, Jack. So they might as well get used to it now. I'm with you, George.
You're absolutely right, man. Well, thank you for your time, man. Have a great day. You guys are awesome.
All right. Appreciate you, buddy. Thank you. You're awesome. Maybe they should sign this kangaroo. Dude looks like he could hit better than Jacob Marcy. Jacob Marsupial. That's not a point?
Not
a point?
I don't know.
Jacob Marsupial?
I'll give it to you.
No, I don't want you to have a forced.
I just feel like it was a little obvious.
What? You didn't come up with it, dude?
Kind of like the whole Dolly Parton
thing. Dolly Parton was gold.
I gave you a minus one because I've heard that before.
You've never heard that.
I really have.
Oh, sure. Okay.
I promise. So I was kind of like, no, you're using old material.
When have you heard Dolly Parton?
I'm actually really trying to remember, but I know I've heard it.
You know when you heard it? When I said it. That's when you heard it.
No.
Jennifer.
No. Because it was too expected for me.
D Sizzle says that kangaroo is Jordan Brooks this year. Yeah, he does. He looks like a linebacker.
He's chewing
dude.
Glass.
He's a glass chewer. No, that kangaroo is a glass chewer. Like, he is, he's just like, oh, I'm leading the league in tackles this year. What of it? I just signed an extension with the Dolphins. Dude, that kangaroo is scary.
So, you know what's interesting? They're herbivores, actually, by the way.
Yeah, like, what are they eating? So, I know, like, so everyone knows what to eat because they're clearly doing it right.
It says kangaroos are strict herbivores. Their diet primarily consists of fresh green grasses, leaves, shrubs, flowering plants, and ferns.
How do kangaroos get big arms is the
Start
question.
Start eating fern.
How do kangaroos get big muscles? Kangaroos get incredibly buff due to a mix of, this is from an AI review on Google, due to a mix of natural genetics, fighting for dominance, and a highly active lifestyle. Up to 50% of their body weight is pure muscle. Males have a lower body fat percentage, which makes them lean and muscle-defining. Male kangaroos build their shoulders and biceps through frequent sparring and unique wrestling style. They're like MMA fighters. This is crazy. I never understood it. I'm glad we went down this path.
The more you know.
This is so exciting, dude. Clayton, what's up, dude?
What's up, y'all?
How are you?
Good. Hey, listen. Don't listen to Brittany, because the only person who's going to answer for their crimes is that clown. I'm trying to remember. I think it was Mad Dog that said that the Heat are nothing better at best a play-in team when LeBron gets here.
But oh, yeah.
He's coming.
He's coming.
Get ready to cue the J-Fig clip, because Philly, Boston, all of them, they don't want the smoke.
Nope. They don't want it, dude.
They don't want the smoke. And that wasn't me, by the way, guys.
That was you.
No, it wasn't.
Who was it then?
Oh, wait, that was me. No, I thought I was thinking about Nicole. She also said something like that before.
Minus one.
Yeah.
For deception.
Man, we're getting LeBron James, dude. I can't believe it. This is amazing. Thank you, intern. Thank you. I love that guy. Can we have that guy on the show? Who did that? We'll find out.
Me, guys.
Don't think I won't find out this year. I'll find out. I'm charming. I'll go down to 601 Biscayne Boulevard. I'll find out right now.
Thank you, Tobin. Thank you.
All right, we'll take a break. More to come here on the show. We're back after this. All right, welcome back, everybody. Welcome back. Let's give you a weather update this hour. That is brought to us by our friends over at Tornado Roofing and Contracting. Storm season is here. Make sure your home is ready. Get your free roof and window estimate today. Visit tornadoroofing.com. All right. The weather. Cloudy with a chance of LeBron. We're getting LeBron. LeBron, dude. I can't believe this. This is amazing. I can't believe this. The Miami Heat leaked last night that we're getting LeBron James. Are you excited, Jennifer?
I thought I got caught last night.
Man.
And I didn't. I felt like it was too late for me to like message on the chat. So I just went to sleep and I said, I'll deal with this tomorrow. But I mean, what else could this possibly mean?
Right. Like, we could have maybe.
It could mean that.
And like, I get the reasoning. I get playing devil's advocate. But really, it doesn't take that long to actually write.
Right.
A title on YouTube. I'm so sorry.
What, dude?
I unfortunately have to be the Debbie Downer.
No.
I do this all the time.
You're always against yum yucking. Why are you yumming yuck? Yucking yum.
Because you're getting so excited and it's...
You have to be realistic.
I'm keeping it neutral.
I'm talking to Tobin, really.
Okay, but hold on. We realistically have a chance at LeBron James.
Well, we realistically had a chance at LeBron James the entire time.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. And then Adam Silver pissed him off, so he made him wait. And they probably had said, hey, you got to change the date on that press conference. I know it was going to be Friday, but it needs to be Monday because LeBron's pissed at Adam Silver. So we got to put it off.
So you think it was an edit? Now you're really diving into conspiracy theory. You think that they had already made this to happen?
Possible.
That's not
everything's on the table right now. Everything's on the table because we're getting LeBron.
And so what if what's on the table is that it was a genuine mistake of over preparedness. What
that person was
going
on vacation.
Okay. So
let me do this real quick just in case Todd the intern can't get this correct.
We don't have a YouTube guy right now. We got to hire him. You know,
I won't have signal. I won't have Wi-Fi where I'm going.
Right. He's going to Tahiti, you know, so he can't, mm-hmm. you know, he's going to be or the Galapagos Islands or something like that. And so he's just preparing that. You know, maybe somebody's really worn thin over there. They're doing the jobs of three people. They're trying to hire these people. Right.
Uh-huh.
And it's just a genuine mistake. It's not, dude, because we're getting LeBron James. I don't know what to tell you. Like, we're getting LeBron.
And what's going to happen if we don't?
That Heat in five. Who cares? We got Giannis. Like, I mean, did you not see him working out with Davion Mitchell yesterday? Like, and I got Ryan Conwell coming off the greatest summer league known to man. So, I mean, it's up to LeBron if he wants to join the party. LeBron, honestly, dude, let's talk about this like grown men, okay? You want to team up with James Harden, Joel Embiid, or Giannis, dude? I just answered your question. We're getting LeBron. Gordo, what's up, dude?
I think it'd be great. We go from totally irrelevant to the epicenter of the basketball world in literally in like a couple of weeks.
Yep.
But
I got to stop honking.
Who else? We still need shooters still, right? We get him. Mm-hmm. We still need to get we've solved the problem of a guy who could take the ball and score when we need it at the end of a game, and it solves that major hole that we still don't have.
Right.
But we still need another gunner, don't we? I mean, I love Simone Fontecchio. I love that dude. I love and Tim Hardaway Jr. is, you know, nice. There's some nice pieces, but we still need another guy, don't we?
I mean, I think whoever we get, I think whoever we get's going to be pretty ancillary, to be honest with you. Like, I like the guys that we got. I really do. Genuinely, with LeBron or without LeBron, I like the guys that we got. And I think the thing is with the Heat, I always trust them to go and find those guys to fit into their roles really, really well. And especially if
Good. Sorry. I was going to say, what about another banger? Like another guy down low?
That,
like,
I think, is fair.
Just get rebound.
I think they could get more size. But you should see this kangaroo we have on YouTube, dude. I'm telling you, we should sign him as a power forward.
Like, go back and get like Precious Achiuwa. I mean, what's wrong with that? Get a guy like that who's just a guard. Right?
I think Precious Achiuwa signed with the Kings. Like, he's the only guy who wants to sign with the Kings. He's still there. Yeah.
And then the other thing I wanted to talk to you about, because you and Leroy had this conversation a couple of days ago. I was trying to call in about it.
Okay.
And it's about the Dolphins and stuff. And, you know, born and raised down here, I grind through every season and, you know, with hope and everything like that. But I can tell you this, and I think I don't care if this – listen, I think we're all resigned to the fact Vegas knows something when they're telling you that the over-under is 4 wins. And we're going to probably win like 2 or 3 games this year, right? I mean, as long as we can get the guy from the wide receiver from Ohio State, does it really matter how many games we win or lose? That's the guy we want. You got to get a guy like that. I mean, that guy's a generational player. Like, if you told me, you know what, Dolphin fans, we're going to win one game or zero wins, but you're going to get Jeremiah Smith as your starting wide receiver next year.
That would be awesome.
Wouldn't everyone take that?
Wouldn't everyone take that? I think everybody, I don't know if like I want to go through a season of awful, but I do think that there is a there is an element to if they have a bad record, but I see stuff that's building in the right direction, I'm cool with that. You know, like I don't want them to look like the worst thing to ever grace a football field, but I do also recognize they have a very hard schedule, and so this may just be a year where they can only beat the Raiders and Jets.
Yeah, but I mean, the reality is this: if the way that this French, the way these guys are going to be successful is if they hit on this quarterback. So, I don't want to have to go get a. I don't want to suck next year and go get a quarterback because we just did what we did this year to get this guy. That's who they wanted to get. So so we have no wide receivers on this team.
We don't think we do.
So why don't we go? So why don't we stink and get the best wide receiver that's probably coming out of college football in the last 10 years?
Yeah, he is awesome. I understand that, but I feel like they do this with Ohio State receivers all the time. Like they said the same thing about Marvin Harrison Jr. They said the same thing about Marvin Harrison Jr. 2 years ago, and he hasn't been that guy. I think Jeremiah Smith is that guy. Like I get it, he's that great, but I don't know if you tank yours. I don't know if you throw it in the toilet for a wide receiver.
Where are we going this year? Aren't we basically tanking anyway?
I don't know. It's a fascinating question, Gordon. I got to let you go because I got to go to break. But it's a fascinating question. I don't know if they're like tanking because I don't think you sign the guys they sign if you're tanking. But I think they may organically just not be that great because they're basically going this year with one arm tied behind their back with the roster they have. So, yeah, it would be awesome. Am I going to be bitching about it if by the time next year the Dolphins are going to add Jeremiah Smith to their roster? No. Like, it is what it is. I think the prudent thing is probably, hey, John Eric Sullivan and Jeff Hafley get 2 years to get out of this mess. Well, at least a full year to get out of this mess because they'll have the cap space, they'll have the picks next year, guys will be a little bit older. I think that's the fair thing. But, you know, there's also a balance of they want to be able to prove that what they're putting together has something behind it. Because if they made these moves and Malik Willis stinks and Kaden Proctor stinks, there are going to be people who are like, well, okay, we all wanted to take Reuben Bain. None of us wanted you to pay Malik Willis. You guys saw this guy every day. So there's still some things that are at stake this season that'll prove whether or not they are good evaluators of stuff. Go ahead, Brittany.
Well, no, that's the thing is like we can sit here all day and say that we're going to get Jeremiah Smith if we tank. But if you don't have a good quarterback, who is Jeremiah Smith to this team anyways?
Like, right.
You would need to go out there and get a quarterback. So that's all contingent on Malik Willis having a good season and showing some promise. So you can't even like think that far ahead because you literally don't know.
Yeah, you don't know. And it's also going to depend on but maybe this is a year where they would overlook it because like what if Chris Bell has an awesome last four games of the season and they're like, hey, that's our guy. I don't know. I you know, that's the thing is we do have to – I do think there's an element of we have to let the season play out because we have to see what this team is going to be. I do think, though, the two things that I look on and I'm like, hey, I need these things to be good. I need this to be a very good offensive line because you guys – I mean, they sold Kaden Proctor really hard.
I'm going to tell you right now that if Kaden Proctor isn't the best prospect that the Dolphins have ever seen – I might have to rescind my fandom to the Dolphins.
If we go through this year, Brittany, and Malik Willis is no good, and Kaden Proctor is a dud, and Reuben Bain is Rookie Defensive Player of the Year, it's gonna be a hard sell for John Eric Sullivan the rest of the way for me.
I don't call to fire people after 1 year, but I might be the one flying the banners outside of Hard Rock Stadium.
I'm going to be really disappointed. I mean,
I'm going to be real pissed.
I'm going to be pissed. I'm going to be pissed. So, yeah. Kaden Proctor better be mauling people, dude. I don't mean to put any pressure on
that's the thing. It's like, I do feel bad because the amount of pressure that he must have because he knows in his back of his mind that like every Dolphins fan wanted Reuben Bain.
Yep.
I do feel bad for him in that sense, but at the same time,
it's not my fault that I feel bad.
You're getting paid millions of dollars,
so. Right? So that's all. That's it. That's it. That's the only thing that I'm really putting of stakes is like, hey, kind of need the quarterback to look like he's competent. You guys saw this guy for 2 years. Like, please don't bleep that up. I know he's not getting paid like FU money, but still it's something. And this kid in Proctor better be good, dude.
It's a don't lose situation. Like, I need you to be good.
We'll take a break. More to come here on the show. We'll get to the mixed bag next. All right, welcome back, everybody. Welcome back. It is Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. I'm getting lit up in the DMs. Guy says, please stop getting my hopes up. I'm not getting your hope. You can feel how you... How about this? Why don't we be grown-ups, and I'll feel how I want to feel. You can feel how you want to feel. If you want to come along for the ride with me, cool. If you think I'm a carnival barker idiot, that's cool too. I think we're getting LeBron James because I think the Heat leaked that we're getting LeBron James. If you want to come along for the ride with old Tobes, well, hop on board, big fella. If you don't, we'll see you at the press conference. Either way, I'm good. I can't hear Jennifer currently, Brittany. Go ahead, JFig.
That they should be in the Miami Heat's DMs instead of yours.
Right. I'm going to always
feel... You're just reporting what they said, what they did.
I'm just saying what they did and my opinion of what they did. That's it. That's all I'll tell you. And
I want to see Leroy fight this.
Let's leave him alone. Leave him alone. He's healing right now. He's healing right now. But I'm just sitting here and I'm looking at what that happens and I'm like, that ain't an accident. I mean, it is an accident. Obviously, that's an accident that they didn't mean to have it public. But I don't think that this was an over-preparation of like, maybe we'll get him. No, I think they knew they were going to get him. And they're like, Carl, where are you? I guess, I'm going to the Keys this week. Oh, I love Key Lime Pie. Hey, just have that link ready before we go. You got it, boss.
Ooh. That never happened with Giannis.
What do you mean it didn't happen with Giannis?
Like, there was no false link.
No, because they didn't put it up though. Somebody just accidentally, whoopsie daisy, they pushed the wrong button. Oh well. Tough. But yeah, I mean, I definitely have been bucking against this. I want everybody to know. I've been like, I think he's going to Cleveland. I really thought in my heart of hearts LeBron was going to Cleveland. Cause every time LeBron's gone somewhere, he's had it planned, right? Maybe there's a little dog and pony show, but the only real he knew he was coming to Miami basically since he was on Team USA. Yes, he held it close to the vest, but he knew he was going to Miami, right? And then going back to Cleveland, we didn't know. We were blindsided, but he knew he was going to Cleveland for at least a year, some people said. Okay? The Lakers, we heard about that basically after he won the championship. Like, once he won the championship in Cleveland, he was going to the Lakers. This one, I thought he was going to Cleveland. I'm like, that's the obvious thing. He's going back to Cleveland. But we got into this situation where Cleveland is, they're okay. They're a good team. I'm not going to say that they're a bunch of bums. But I think, and this was another thing that was interesting, and we'll get to the mixed bag here because this can play into this, but apparently it seems like, according to some, there may have been something that has swayed LeBron because he genuinely didn't know. He's like, well, not signing a max deal. I'm not, you know, making movies. I just want to enjoy my life. You know, I still can play basketball. I'm still obviously good at basketball. So, I don't know. SDI says he's going to Golden State so he won't be far from his family. That's true. That could be too. But here's the thing. Here's the thing with Golden State.
But wouldn't that be like such a left field thing? Because nobody's reporting that. Everybody's reporting that he's coming out east.
Bill Simmons was pretty hot and heavy on the Golden State thing for a while.
Very early on.
But he's been, he's thrown his credibility in the toilet this summer. He's literally been wrong about everything. Literally been wrong about everything, Bill Simmons. So you can't listen to anything he said. He was wrong about Giannis three different ways, and he's been wrong about LeBron three different ways. That to me was the most plausible thing, because as a dad, you have a 12-year-old daughter. If you didn't want to be away from her, I guess the question is she at an age, and is she in a place school-wise where she can't go play her sport somewhere else? Because if you're a big-deal athlete, you're usually not staying in one place. Usually you're doing a lot of traveling with your kids anyway. Like, really good athletes who are, like, in sports like that, maybe I'm a little off base, maybe I'm linking it to basketball, but you're not necessarily stuck to one place. you know? So could there not be great places to play ball down here? Like that damn, what is that place that IMG Academy? Like, do they have a good volleyball team? So I don't know how much that's linked to it or not. It's not nothing. I definitely think as a dad, you definitely are going to consider your 12-year-old daughter's things. I mean, are you super concerned about your boys living on the West? Your kids are in college. Let me tell you, we've all been none of us want to see our parents when we're in college. We're partying. I imagine Bryce James is not any different from any of us, especially when he's an athlete on the team. You know, something tells me he wants to have fun by himself and not hang out with dad.
I mean, he's in Arizona anyways. Like,
yeah, he's in Arizona. And by the way, LeBron James is hard up on travel. I think LeBron can get wherever he needs to get.
Exactly. Like,
I don't think,
what are we actually doing here?
It's not a factor. Like, the only person that you really have to consider is his youngest daughter, like you said, but she's young enough that, like, she can adapt to the change. She'll be fine.
Dead South says, though, his daughter's role model, Asia Wilson.
You don't say.
You mean,
you don't say.
You mean the Asia Wilson who is here all heat season?
Literally all heat season, every single game.
With who?
Wow. So you mean Zuri could hang out with Asia during the games? Unbelievable. That'd be something, you know. But listen, if LeBron wants to be close, and that's the thing, I can't rule that out. I will never, ever fault anybody who wants to be a good dad and doesn't want to miss out on that stuff. But I don't know. But who's to say what sets those people up with comfort? You know what I mean? Let's get to the mixed bag. Here's the mixed bag here for today, ladies and gentlemen. Dave South says, hey, Bryce, he could transfer to the Canes. Yeah, dude, get Jay Lucas on the phone. Let's have a little fun, baby. So speaking of that, here was Kendrick Perkins. He was on NBA Today yesterday, and Big Perk, he says that Rich Paul said that LeBron did have a decision, but then some things changed.
Call Rich Paul, little snotty nose ass, and I asked him, hey, man, what is the holdup? I said, what is the holdup? Is it money? Does a team need to make a move? And you know what Rich Paul told me? He said, Perk, listen, man, this has nothing to do with money. Whatever LeBron James, the teams that are at the top of his list, they're all going to pay the same dollar amount. He's not asking a team to move anybody that's contradicting what they standing for. It's not about the money. It's about the fit. He, you know, he's had his mind made up. Like, I believe that it's been a time where he had his mind made up, and then all of a sudden he's changed his mind and he's back to, you know, the drawing board again. So I know we all are anxious and want LeBron James to make a decision. But what I got from this call from Rich Paul is that, and I understand it now, he's like, Perk, I'm not going to rush, and he shouldn't rush. One, it's not about the money. He's not forcing the teams to make any type of trades or moves. It's solely about what's the fit, what's comfortable. So I'm pretty sure at some point throughout this process that he was leaning one direction, then all of a sudden he changed his mind. He was leaning another direction, he changed his mind, and it's part of it. We're talking about arguably the greatest player to ever play the game of basketball and how he wants to end his legacy and end his legacy. Like, we all got to be patient, even me.
All right, so what do you guys make of that? You think you buy that, and LeBron, according to Rich Paul, had his mind made up, but then something swayed him?
No. I think they're just finding ways to continue to stretch it out as much as possible. I think he knows where he's going. I don't know why he's holding off. I don't understand why he hasn't made a decision yet. I theorize that it was because of the World Cup and he wanted all the attention on him.
But that's over now.
So I really don't understand what could have swayed his decision.
His daughter. Clearly.
We're going to let a 10-year-old decide where you're going to play basketball.
No, some people will let your 10-year-olds. Like, kids can sway your decisions. Like, I can, you know, as a person who has kids that age, they definitely can sway your decisions on things.
And what did you say?
So,
not if you're in a Hispanic family. They don't care.
That's what I'm saying. Like, Jay Figo understood what I meant by that. Like, I don't care what you want.
I get you. I mean, my wife's cute, but like, but like, kids can sway your decisions. They definitely can, but I don't think it's the end all be all. I think ultimately, you got a different dad when you got LeBron James, And I do think that there is, like, hey, I know this kind of comes with the territory. You're almost like being a kid of somebody that famous. It's almost like the closest thing we have to royalty. You know, it's like when we're talking about like the royal family and things like that. So we'll see. Also on Get Up, this is their thoughts on the YouTube debacle.
If you didn't see this, there's a reason I have the question mark on the end of that. The Miami Heat YouTube page accidentally, and I'm putting that in air quotes, posted a link titled LeBron James Introductory Press Conference Scheduled for July 27th. That's Monday. The Miami Heat spokesman said the club's social media department was preparing for the possibility of LeBron signing and mistakenly posted the link to the team's YouTube page. It was deleted. Is this
what's that? What's that, John? Is it a John Candy meme like that you can or gif that you can get where he's sitting there going, "Oh sure, sure, oh sure." That's yeah. They accidentally. That's what you should be putting up there right now. Oh sure, sure.
We've got a call out to Wendy. We'll see if we can get him on. I mean, is this something or nothing?
We need answers.
It seems like a very unusual thing.
Certainly does, Greeny.
He almost said, "Could be something, could be nothing."
It's something, dude. I'm telling you. Like, I immediately feel like it could be something. I'm like, I think it's. I'll tell you what, it's not. It's not nothing. It's not nothing. I don't know if it's something, but I know one thing. It's not nothing.
But what if it is nothing? I really know.
I don't want to.
I could play this sad trombone for myself. I don't mind. That being said, what if it is nothing?
Nope.
Mm-mm.
Nope.
Mm-mm.
Finally, in the mixed bag, Manti Te'o. He was on Good Morning Football, and they were talking some Miami Dolphins, and he has some thoughts, the former linebacker from Notre Dame. And he likes the Dolphins' young linebacker, Jacob Rodriguez.
Jacob Rodriguez will be a surprise star that will emerge out of the 305. Jacob Rodriguez, look at that. There's clips already.
Peanut butter. There are
clips of this man doing exactly what made him a Heisman candidate in college. He takes the ball away. That is the greatest stat for a defensive player. Look at the peanut punch on this young man. I think Jacob Rodriguez, the reason why they draft him there is because Jeff Hafley knows in his scheme, he needs a smart linebacker and somebody that's going to get the ball to the offense. And Jacob Rodriguez did that at Texas Tech, and he's going to do that in the NFL. Jacob Rodriguez is my star.
Mm-hmm. Mm. I like that.
I like it.
I like it. All right. You know, I don't love hearing Notre Dame opinions all the time, but I'll take that one, Manti Te'o. All right. Using quite the imagination there, which you know you're used to.
Oh, my goodness.
What, dude?
Leave that man alone.
What?
Leave that man alone.
Very creative.
Has he not been through enough?
Clearly not.
That was Manti Te'o on the phone.
You're awful. Stop.
I will never be okay to hear.
It will never be okay. Like, it will never be something I'll be okay with.
We'll take a break, get you caught up with your headlines. We're back after this.